If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're a firearms owner, and especially if you carry concealed, we invite you to enroll in a membership with our partner, the United States Concealed Carry Association, at uscca.com. The USCCA is more than 700,000 Americans from every faith, political stance, and walk of life spanning multiple demographics. They provide life-saving education and industry-leading training, some of which comes in the form of our firearms and mental health videos that we have recently produced and which will be made available to the membership over the next 12 months. We recommend that you obtain self-defense liability insurance available through Delta Defense and the USCCA so that if you find yourself in an act of lawful self-defense, you will be prepared for what happens before, during, and after that incident. With the common mission of saving lives, Walk the Talk America is proud to partner with the USCCA and Delta Defense, and we invite you to check out all they have to offer at uscca.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Supply chains are the lifeblood of business. It's time to learn to lead in this in-demand field. The Ohio State University Fisher College of Business offers an online Master of Supply Chain Management degree. This new program builds on their reputation in supply chain management and business education. Each online class blends self-paced live learning and immersive classes. Earn your Master of Supply Chain Management degree in as little as 15 months. Visit go.osu.edu/MSCM to learn more. The Ohio State University Fisher College of Business, where principled leaders are created.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now's your chance to get the last of the Resolution Radio Blood Tees. Only a few left available before we try to do a reorder. This has been a high-selling item, and we really appreciate everyone's support in getting this shirt and showing their pride as well as showing their heritage. Nothing counts more than blood. Get yours today from Resolution Radio. Only $25 plus $5 shipping and handling. It really helps the network improve, and you really get a great product to showcase what you truly believe in. Nothing counts more than blood. Only from Resolution Radio at resolutionrdo.com. Send check, money order, or well-concealed cash to Sonny Thomas at P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066. That's Sonny Thomas at P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066.
You're listening to Resolution Radio.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Last week, I discussed the claim that Jews are orchestrating the gigantic anti-Israel movement on college campuses in the U.S. and the West, which is pretty obviously not true. Though I do agree that the anti-Zionist protesters are very foolish to give full trust or, the gods forbid, leadership positions to Jews showing up to help them, or perhaps I should say, quote-unquote, help them. Everyone, even the youngest and the most naive, should know by now the by way of deception tricks that they're so famous for, and the deep cover they're often able to assume with state-level actors like the U.S. and Israel behind them. But these campus protests against Israeli brutality and genocide, as much as they're a wonderful sign that Jews are now regarded by the rising generation as a lot less sacred than they used to be, have an Achilles heel. They're anti-racial, and they're multiracial, and so they are unable to see or admit how the world really is. Many of these protesters, especially the white ones, are psychologically tied to the concept that even though whiteness equals oppression, race really doesn't matter. Something that the Jews implanted in their brains, though they don't know it, so they can't see the tribe as the uniquely malevolent race that they are, a race that is programmed by its genes to live as a parasite off other peoples. So naturally, they see Zionism as the problem, instead of the Jewish race itself. Some even say that Zionism is a tool of white privilege, a brand of insanity hardly worthy of analysis. So if a Jew says he has abandoned Zionism and now opposes it, the pro-Palestine protesters see him instantly and unreservedly as one of their own and embrace him. Now, recently, the name of the widely hated leftist Jewish billionaire, George Soros, has been invoked by some hyper-philo-Semitic conservative Christian news outlets and Republican figures like Ted Cruz and Lara Trump, who want us to believe that Soros is paying the protesters to set up their campus encampments. Cruz said recently on X, quote, "The anti-Semitic protests at universities are funded by George Soros and the Rockefeller Brothers Fund. These groups are responsible for Jewish students being terrified to go to campus because their lives are being threatened," close quote. And Cruz then added in his podcast, quote, "This is not ordinary political speech. This is not within the mainstream of discussions. These are radicals who hate Jews, who are bigots, who are violent, who are threatening violence, who are threatening as far as murder. Well, at three colleges, the protesters are being encouraged by paid radicals, and we now actually can follow the money. We have some specificity. Those paid radicals are called fellows of a Soros-funded group called the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights, USCPR. Now, USCPR pays up to $7,800 for its community-based fellows, and between $2,880 and $3,660 for its campus-based fellows in return for spending 8 hours a week. And by the way, $7,800, that's $8,000 for 8 hours a week. Yeah, that's $1,000 an hour. That's like bribery to students almost. That's big money. Look, that's real money. And there's a reason why these folks are showing up. You know what? If you work at Soros' Open Society, you're responsible for Jewish students being terrified to go to campus because their lives are being threatened. Is there anybody that holds them accountable? These people ought to be pariahs. These people ought to be treated just as if they're wearing KKK robes because they are, functionally." Close quote. I should mention that Cruz here is totally distorting the amount of money involved, which no one ever said was $7,800 a week. That's his invention. The total amount was $7,800 for the most highly paid activist. But Cruz, who postures as an Hispanic, so no one can call him white, actually wants his dim bulb followers to think George Soros, a Jew, is paying numerous people $1,000 an hour to threaten Jews. Hilarious. The evidence for Soros masterminding the campus protests is ridiculously thin and essentially meaningless. But it is funny to see stupid conservatives get branded as anti-Semitic by the ADL for calling out Soros as himself some kind of anti-Semite for opposing Israel. I am sure this causes real anguish on the part of the more sincere kind of idiotic Christian conservatives, since they really do worship Israel and Jews as a kind of divine manifestation on our planet. So anti-Semitism is surely the most mortal of mortal sins to them. That they should support their own race instead of Jews is simply unthinkable for them, boiled as they are in the teachings of the Jewish Bible for their entire lives. The evidence for Soros funding the protests is thin because only a tiny percentage of groups participating in the campus actions have been shown to have any Soros connection. and that thin evidence is essentially meaningless, because everyone knows that, one, George Soros doesn't really favor Israel and has never done so, except perfunctorily, and has publicly stated that much anti-Semitism is directly caused by Israeli actions and pro-Israeli U.S. actions. And two, Soros funds thousands of left-wing organizations and indirectly pays the salaries of perhaps hundreds of thousands of their employees. So the fact that a handful of, how many did Ted Cruz name, maybe three, campus speakers and protesters are working for Soros-linked groups is hardly surprising or significant. In fact, I'm astounded that they didn't find 10 or 100 times that number. I doubt that there is any left-leaning cause in which his tentacles do not intrude. But none of that means that college students and young people generally are not genuinely outraged by Israel's brutal war on innocent Gentiles. They are. And none of that cancels out the fact that to a whole new generation, for whom World War II is about as distant as the Franco-Prussian War is for us, and for whom Christianity is a greatly diminished force, Jews are simply not sacred anymore. And that is a wonderful development. I hope we can take advantage of it. What is true, however, about the Soros connection is that he represents one side of a false dichotomy. Our people are channeled into supporting either hyper-aggressive Zionist right-wing Jews, usually by so-called conservative politicians and news sites, this side being typified by Jewish Republican megadonor Jeffrey Yass, the richest man in Pennsylvania, by the way, and a major funder of Donald Trump's Truth Social and his ilk, all of whom are absolutely dedicated to making conservatism a non-racial and Jew-friendly movement. Or they are channeled into supporting anti-Zionist Marxists and quasi-Marxists, all of whom also happen to be extremely anti-white, this side being typified by Jewish billionaire George Soros and his ilk. Both sides are Jewish-funded and Jewish-controlled. Both sides are dedicated to the very Jewish proposition that all our nations must be multiracial and that all our nations must be mass democracies. Both sides are absolutely opposed to the very idea of a white nation for white people anywhere on earth, which, of course, is the only means by which our race can survive. Therefore, both sides are totally dedicated to the death of the white race. Both sides think an America and Europe with infinity Africans and brown people is a good, even essential, thing. Those two choices, presented in the controlled media as the only choices, are no choices at all. Essentially, the Jews are asking us, would you like to die by arsenic while wearing a business suit and a red ball cap? Or would you like to die by strychnine while wearing blue jeans and a Free Palestine t-shirt? Some choice. Therefore, we need to dedicate all our waking hours to doing whatever it takes to overthrow Jewish power and influence over our people, especially their media monopoly power and the fake Jewish morality which underlies Christianity, both of which underlie all of their illegitimate power over our folk. And we mustn't waste any of our precious time taking sides in the Semite versus Semite war in the Middle East, with the one exception that we should do our utmost to stop the funding of all Jewish projects of any kind whatsoever, including Israel, and also including all their efforts to multiracialize white nations. Should we engage with any of these young protesters? Yes. I think that there are some white men and women among them who have already halfway thrown off the Jewish shackles on their minds and souls. They need to hear the National Alliance message, as do all salvageable white souls from Vladivostok to Lisbon, from Oslo to Johannesburg, from Fairbanks to Tierra del Fuego. They need to understand that not only are Jews not oppressed or sacred in any way, not only are Jews not deserving of any special protections, nor deserving even of the special term anti-Semitism used to pathologize and criminalize any opposition to them, but they are a deadly intrusion into our culture and nations that is a direct threat to our survival, every bit as much as they are a direct threat to the survival of various Middle Eastern nations. In fact, I say we need and deserve a special term to be universally applied to anyone who opposes the continued existence and evolution of the white race. And they very much need to understand, more than they need to understand anything else, who we are. They need to understand that we of European descent are the special ones, the chosen ones, chosen not by imaginary Jehovah or any fake god like him, but by nature herself, by evolution, by the working out of the continuing natural processes that brought energy and matter and life into existence. If anyone is close to the divine, we are. We who have given this earth 99% of its greatest inventions and discoveries, we without whom the more servile races would still be living in medieval conditions, and without whom the lower races would still be living in Stone Age conditions. We without whom the chances of the life force transcending the inevitable doom of this solar system are exactly zero. We are not only closer to the divine, but are in fact the living agents of divine providence, and it is the sin beyond all sins if we are prevented from continuing and further purifying ourselves and reaching our destiny.
Thank you.
You're listening to Resolution Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
This is the Justice Report weekly recap for May 6th to May 11th, 2024. Support independent journalism. Become a paid supporter via our Substack, Odyssey, or website, and gain access to the full versions of our exclusive audio editions just like these. Today's story. A white old Miss student was kicked from his fraternity after defending Israel. Oxford, Mississippi. A white frat bro who felt compelled to mock and heckle a female black leftist at the University of Mississippi last week to preserve Israel's interests has officially been expelled from his fraternity following a viral video on social media. The young man, whose identity is being withheld by the Justice Report, now faces threats and possible expulsion from the school even after conservative influencers promoted his actions as a patriotic gesture in defiance of anti-Zionist rhetoric quickly fomenting on college campuses. The incident began last week during ongoing pro-Palestine demonstrations at the University of Mississippi, commonly referred to as Ole Miss. Quickly labeled a Zionist frat bro, a viral video of the student, who can be seen wearing a blue shirt and making racially charged gestures towards a visually obese black leftist, quickly sparked a national debate over campus confrontations. On Sunday, however, the leadership of the student's fraternity, Phi Delta Theta, announced in a statement that it had officially cut ties with the student over what it believes to be acts of overt racism. Additionally, Ole Miss announced that it was launching a probe into the student's behavior and is investigating at least one. Some say the student will likely be expelled for his reckless display if sufficient evidence is gathered. Multiple students, including the individual wearing the blue shirt, were quickly doxxed by the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People on Instagram, which showcased photo collages of those believed to have made racist comments in the video. The institutional crackdown on white frat bros confronting pro-Palestine demonstrators came amid a quick and concentrated effort by Republican politicians and social media influencers to lionize them for their ill-advised efforts. At the height of the short-lived pro-Israel frat bro craze, video clips of the incident at Ole Miss and another frat-related act of defiance at the University of North Carolina were featured in a Trump 2024 campaign ad. The move, however, was dismissed by some as a cheap way to lull conservative fence sitters into supporting Israel, namely by offering an avenue to rhetorically own their liberal counterparts. The reason? To shore up support during an unprecedented domestic crisis for the regime in Tel Aviv.
This is the audio edition of the Justice Report's exclusive article, first published on May 8, 2024. Today's story. A Jewish Hollywood screenwriter is busted in a live-streamed pedophile sting. Los Angeles, California. A famous Hollywood screenwriter, credited for writing numerous blockbusters like Space Jam, Trading Places, and Kindergarten Cop, was busted allegedly trying to meet a 15-year-old girl for sex. The alarming confrontation was captured by professional live streamers Vitaly and Bradley Martin, who caught the exact moments the Hollywood creative fled from questioning. The video, now seen by millions of users worldwide on X, formerly Twitter, depicts a gray-haired and visibly Jewish man attempting to dodge scrutiny as he sits next to a young white decoy. When a physically imposing Bradley Martin questions him, the Jewish man, who used the name Boris but was later identified as 74-year-old Hollywood screenwriter Herschel Allen Weingrod, admits he met the girl knowing she was only 15 years old. "You're having a piece of pizza with a 15-year-old?" asked Martin. "I messaged her, she was 23 on a dating site," said Weingrod. "We've just been talking and flirting, but it's not a big deal," he continued, timidly downplaying the encounter. When confronted with the age the girl actually provided and text messages to prove it, Weingrod becomes anxious and attempts to force his way out of the conversation. He can then be seen fleeing down the street from the group of live streamers, eventually tagged by clouds of pink and blue smoke shot from an unknown device. A prestigious London Film School graduate, Weingrod has been cited as the brilliant mind behind numerous Hollywood blockbusters, beloved by American movie fans. Some of the work attributed to him include 1983's Trading Places, 1985's Brewster's Millions, the classic 1990 Arnold Schwarzenegger film Kindergarten Cop, and the runaway box office hit Space Jam in 1996. Online, the outrageous video sparked a discussion surrounding the moral degeneracy of Hollywood power figures like Weingrod. Others highlighted his Jewish ancestry as a factor not to be overlooked. Another Jewish pedophile, shocking, said ex-Twitter user Enora Vishingnik. Is this the anti-Semitic attacks they've been talking about? Said another. Wow, I sure hope he doesn't have a passport to somewhere known for harboring pedos, said another user, hinting towards the embattled Jewish state of Israel.
This is the audio edition of the Justice Report's exclusive article, first published on May 9, 2024. Today's story. A black man is arrested for the execution-style murder of two white parents over a basketball hoop, Wellington, Florida. A black man was arrested for the brutal execution-style murder of his two white neighbors on Saturday, leaving behind four children without a mom and dad. The suspect was a celebrated black airline mechanic now being referred to as a, quote, sweet man, who allegedly shot in self-defense. According to reports, 63-year-old Norman Scott is now facing first-degree murder charges for the gunshot murder of Tara Marie and Taylor Glenn Jones, two white parents living next door in Wellington's posh Black Diamond neighborhood. Investigators said the shooting took place Saturday evening and may have been motivated by a petty dispute over a basketball hoop in the neighbor's property line. An eyewitness claimed that when he was attempting to render aid to the victims, Scott came outside and confessed to the crime, saying, "Don't worry, I shot them both." Scott was said to have told the witness that the shooting initially stemmed from an argument with his neighbors over the property. He then called 911 and confessed to authorities that he shot both white parents in self-defense after they attacked him, investigators said. Security camera footage proved differently, however. An arrest report said neither of the victims were observed behaving in an aggressive manner or displaying any form of threatening behavior in front of Scott. The video surveillance evidence unequivocally establishes the shooting was completely malicious and unprovoked, read the arrest report. Both were shot a total of three times. For the murder of both Taylor and Tara Jones, Scott is currently being held without bail and faces two counts of first-degree premeditated murder with a firearm. According to local real estate websites, Wellington's Black Diamond area is described as an opulent, gated community whose residents earn over six figures on average. Featuring private lake access and a 24-hour manned security post, the looming specter of black violence still found a way to creep into this majority-white enclave and take with it two devoted parents. For more news like this, visit justicereport.news and subscribe to our Telegram, Substack, and Odyssey to keep up to date on all the latest headlines from around the world. Become a paid supporter and gain access to our full archive of audio articles and enjoy the Justice Report on the go.
If you die or get injured from a COVID-19 vaccine, your average payout's $3,700. These are the real stories of the vaccine injured. They were totally, completely wiped off of social media. There's been thousands of peer-reviewed medical studies, thousands of them studying vaccine injuries. They are real. People are dying. People are having heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, and many other countries are dropping the COVID-19 vaccine and saying we shouldn't give them to children. It's time to be honest about the vaccine injured, and we need to stop allowing these COVID-19 vaccines to be given out to children.
Remember, the globalists cooked up COVID. They cooked up the poison shot. 20-plus million are dead. They were willing to do that for power and control. What else would they do? And the answer is, the sky's the limit. Thomas Jefferson was once asked by a newspaper reporter, he can pull up the full interview, but the quote's famous. The reporter said, "What is the limits to which tyrants will go?" And he said, "Tyranny knows no limit. Its limit is what good men will allow. The only way that tyrants flourish is that good men do nothing."
An interesting psychological phenomenon is known as the ostrich effect, sticking your head in the sand. Maybe you're familiar with this. So many people, are rather nervous of opening their gas bill, or perhaps opening the envelope with their exam results in it. So people have an aversion to discovering simple facts about what's going on around them. One needs to confront some realities and think about what to do about them. The ostrich effect will lead you to avoid doing this, and that's something we need to combat.
A limit of tyranny is what you'll put up with, because even if you have some tyrant who's bad but, you know, has some qualms, or maybe just isn't a megalomaniac and knows they can't go too far, they'll be replaced sooner or later by somebody even worse. They'll be replaced by somebody even worse. And then it gets until you have total insanity. And that's the level we're reaching now.
What this WHO international treaty that's currently being ironed out over at the UN, what is it all about?
Well, the key points are that with the support of the financial institutions, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Wellcome Trust, and the Gates Foundation, we're essentially ceding the ability to suspend all civil liberties and all of the rights associated with what we would call the Bill of Rights here in the United States, International Declaration of Human Rights. All of those can be suspended by a capricious determination that there's a public health emergency. And the minute that happens, there are no rights. In a nutshell, that's what the treaty is.
It is a sovereignty issue. So the WHO wants the right to tell us what drugs we can and can't have and how we are to manage health emergencies in the future. But by also creating this thing they call the One Health approach, which enables everything else to be wrapped up into health, it seems that the sovereignty grab is going to be greater than just health, right? If you say climate change, health is related to climate, so now we can call climate emergencies or something like that.
Americans are so sick of our corrupt government, and they're so sick of being persecuted by it, and it's saying we're the enemy because we're good, hardworking Christians or populist or capitalist. They hate us all. That we then tend to think any other government that's in opposition to them must be good. And that is not the case, ladies and gentlemen. Just because our government's hijacked and evil doesn't mean all these other governments are just these little sweetie pies that are totally perfect. And doesn't mean if we get into a war with them, they won't rain nuclear weapons down on us. So our enemy is the ruling, disconnected, out of control corporations. But these people can commit all these crimes, make all these mistakes, do all these terrible things, and have it swept under the rug. And so they get a feeling of infallibility. They get a feeling of invincibility. And that's what always surely leads to total destruction.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
So what I really want to ask you to do is pray for myself and the crew and my family. That's number one. I want that. I need that. It's your prayer that's doing it. That's why this surfaced. That's why this happened. I need the prayer. Then I need you to take the articles, the videos, the posts we make at Real Alex Jones, recopy them, share them, post them yourself, do whatever. Just get it out there. And I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I need you to get great products you already need. There's a bunch of sales going. DNA Force Plus that is so good for your entire body, flushes out your mitochondria and your cells with the PQQ, the CoQ10, the ELV ATP, the organic reishi, the astragalus membranous root, and even more for 50% off. Haven't done that in a while. That's amazing. Discover the power of triiodine, deep earth crystal iodine, X3, 40% off. Body's ultimate turmeric formula, 40% off. And Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force. We'll be right back.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
exactly what they're considering here, which is the question of whether a president has absolute immunity. And then there's a second question here.
The Biden lawfare circus has taken a dangerous turn for the former psychotics in chief.
So I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
Trump attorney D. John Sauer presented a moment of clarity to the power-mad deep state pawns.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it. For 234 years of American history, no president was ever prosecuted for his official acts. If a president can be charged, put on trial, and imprisoned for his most controversial decisions as soon as he leaves office, that looming threat will distort the president's decision-making precisely when bold and fearless action is most needed. Every current president will face de facto blackmail and extortion by his political rivals while he is still in office. Could President George W. Bush have been sent to prison for obstructing an official proceeding or allegedly lying to Congress to induce war in Iraq?
The decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Ukraine.
Could President Obama be charged with murder for killing U.S. citizens abroad by drone strike?
But these decisions must be made, given my responsibility to protect the American people.
Could President Biden someday be charged with unlawfully inducing immigrants to enter the country illegally for his border policies?
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border.
The original meaning of the executive vesting clause, the framers' understanding and intent, an unbroken historical tradition spanning 200 years, and policy considerations rooted in the separation of powers all counsel against it.
Meanwhile, Biden DOJ attorney Michael Dreeben and special counsel Jack Smith attempted to claim the Constitution does not grant presidential immunity. Of course, Dreeben, when asked if Obama could be tried for murder for the drone strikes, he has openly admitted to, argued this could not be the case.
Mr. Dreeben, are you saying that there's no immunity, presidential immunity, even for official acts?
Yes, Justice Thomas. The president, as the head of the Article II branch, can assert as applied Article II objections to criminal laws that interfere with an exclusive power possessed by the president or that prevent the president from accomplishing his constitutionally assigned functions.
Fortunately or unfortunately, there is a long-standing history of criminal activity protected by this assumed immunity. As Justice Clarence Thomas pointed out regarding the JFK-era CIA Operation Mongoose and subsequently Operation Northwoods.
Not so distant past, certain presidents have engaged in various activity, coups or operations like Operation Mongoose, and yet there were no prosecutions. Why? If what you're saying is right, it would seem that that would have been ripe for criminal prosecution of someone.
So, Justice Thomas, I think this is a central question. The reason why there have not been prior criminal prosecutions is that there were not crimes.
We're looking at a plan to blow things up on American soil and then to blame it all on Cuba.
Operation Mongoose was a multifaceted chess game played on the global stage. Covert operations took on various forms, from sabotage to propaganda campaigns. The objective was create internal dissent, sow discord, and ultimately overthrow Castro's regime.
Careful what you ask for, deep state lawfare adherents. Even a kid waving his middle finger at decrepit derelict Biden knows.
A little kid standing with his middle finger, 7 years old, 8 years old. Well, I promise it happens all the time.
The only thing separating Biden from a prison cell is his presidential immunity marinating in plausible deniability.
And I remember looking at Jim Biden and saying, how are you guys getting away with this? Like, aren't you concerned? And he looked at me and he laughed a little bit and said, plausible deniability.
He said that out loud?
Biden's legal crew may be creating a path to a doomed reconstruction of the presidential power that they serve. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.
We know we're under attack! We know it! We're breaking the conditioning!
So what I really want to ask you to do is pray for myself and the crew and my family. That's number one. I want that. I need that. It's your prayer that's doing it. That's why this surfaced. That's why this happened. I need the prayer. Then I need you to take the articles, the videos, the posts we make at Real Alex Jones, recopy them, share them, post them yourself, do whatever. Just get it out there. And I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I need you to get great products you already need. There's a bunch of sales going. DNA Force Plus is so good for your entire body. Flushes out your mitochondria and your cells with the PQQ, the CoQ10, the ELV ATP, the Organic Reishi, the Astragalus Membralis Root, and even more for 50% off. Haven't done that in a while. That's amazing. Discover the power of tri-iodine, deep earth crystal iodine, X3, 40% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off. And Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force. We'll be right back.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, the American Freedom Party.us.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.